Hello everyone, it's Stefano. It is April 11th, early in the morning. I just dropped off my daughter and I'm going for my daily constitutional, my nice walk. And I just wanted to update my audio boo from yesterday, which I haven't even posted yet. And that was the one on the quest for that sound module. Well, I did get to the store and I went in and I found the unit in question, and when I saw it, my heart sank because it was in pitiful condition. It looked like it had been through a couple of wars. And there's a there's a term coined in the music biz about equipment that sits in racks on the stage or in a studio, and the damage sometimes incurred when equipment is moved around and during concerts and whatnot. It's called, I believe it's called rack rash. And well, this thing suffered. I think it was terminal. the little glass that normally protects the LCD screen on this unit had dislodged, and it jammed itself under the cover, so the whole cover was bowed out, or bowed out, I guess. And I don't know, the buttons were all there and they all seemed to function, but the unit runs on a 9-volt AC adapter, which the guy didn't have there, so I couldn't check if it actually worked. And I mean, I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying there's no way that I'm plunking down $100 for this unit. I didn't even bother making him an offer. That's how bad it was. I could have just told him, look, you know, I'll give you $40 for it. But I decided not to even bother. So that's it. That was that. And I don't really have much else to say. I've been listening to all the audio boos on following and unfollowing, and the whole social media stuff. And it's funny, I think, that's not funny, but my own introspectiveness on this is not specifically about following or unfollowing, but social media in general, is it's such a new thing, still rather new, that much like a country that has to make up new laws to deal with, you know, electronic copyright and privacy issues, I think us as human beings and as social creatures, we have to wrap our heads around this new form of socializing, because it is somewhat disconnected. Because it's so easy, you know, be it unfollowing or following or subscribing or unsubscribing or whatever you want to call it, or even just relating to people. You can get to a certain depth and then some people tend to, they kind of jump in with 2 feet and they get soaking, sopping wet, and then they sort of come up for air, and they're beaming a beautiful smile. Whereas others take their, you know, tepid steps into the social mire, and sometimes they do get involved a little bit more with one or two people and get really friendly, and then all of a sudden they feel like they want to back off. They've bitten off way more than they can chew. Things are getting way too friendly. Well, at least that's the way it has seemed to me. Not on a personal level. I'm more like the guy who jumps in with 2 feet. But some people I've met in social media circles tend to do that. They jump in and then they realize, oh, no, this is too intense. And then they back off. Not realizing maybe that as cold as a computer might seem, we have to remember that the people on the other end of those texts or that voice, those are real flesh and